It's that time!
I can't believe it's here. Like, it's, I know, it's happening. It's out. It's ready.
It's happening. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane. That's Heath. That's Ilya.
What's up?
We have a huge, huge announcement. But before we get there, I'm gonna let Heath take this one.
I know you're excited for me, yeah. Baby. So a lot of you know, Ilya and I have been doing a documentary, basically covering from start to finish of my transformation. I started at 197 pounds. I got down to 151 pounds. Thank you.
Insane.
And we did it in the course of just around 5 months. And we filmed everything, like I said. And that documentary is out. So we're going to link that in the description below. Please go watch it.
They worked really hard on it.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears into this doc.
Literally. Yeah. Blood, sweat, and tears. And I want to give you a thank you for also helping me, you know, find the motivation and basically get me started on this journey. It's not stopping, baby. And then along the journey, obviously, Ilya has his protein company, Zila. They have pre-workout protein, apple cider vinegar supplements. And we had a conversation. I was like, a long time ago, I used to do this thing where I would pour coffee into my protein and I would have like a Java chip style protein.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, that sounds really interesting. Like, what is that like? So I ended up showing him. He's like, dude, this is absolutely incredible. We got to do something like this. And I was like, what if we did a partnership with Zila and Cremoda and we put our coffee in the protein and did a pre-workout? And then we started the formulation process for that. And the product is so good.
Unbelievable.
I wish everybody can try it just so they can see what we're talking about. Because
were we talking about that yesterday? How, like, if this was at a trade show, like a protein trade show, and everyone had to try it, this would hands down
win.
Everybody, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and, like, people, like, they respond to my DMs, and they're like, obviously you'd say your product is good. But it's like, no, bro. If my product is not good, I'm not going to say it's good.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and you wouldn't put it out.
Right. And I wouldn't put it out. Yeah. And I've tried a lot of different proteins.
Right.
And I think there's a general consensus that this is fucking good.
Yeah, everybody that tries it is super hyped on
it. And out of all the proteins that I have tried in the past like 10 years of my life, I would say that is my favorite one so far.
Me too.
It's
honestly.
Just, it's light, it's clean. I was even telling Ilya today, I left the Zila cup, like the shaker, like overnight on the table. And I went to wash it. Everything came right off. No curdles.
It doesn't harden.
I don't know what's in other protein, but it like makes it stick to everything. And that slid right off. And that just, I feel like that shows how clean the protein is.
Do you want to talk about it real quick? The calories per serving, the grams of protein.
Of course. So in each serving, there's 25 grams of protein. It's 150 calories. I mean, I do two scoops, right? So it's 300 calories. So I get 50 grams of protein. For 300 calories.
Which is incredible.
Fucking unheard of. One thing that we did to sweeten this is we use monk fruit instead of sugar.
Right.
And some other proteins use erythritol. And long story short, erythritol kind of at least upsets my stomach.
Yeah.
And so I didn't use that. I used other sweeteners. But it's 2 grams of carbs, 1 gram of fat.
It's a whole lot of coffee, baby.
And just so everybody's aware, because people were asking, there is no caffeine in the protein.
Yeah.
So what I like to do is I like to make it with coffee just because I'm a caffeine addict and I just love it. And plus, it tastes absolutely amazing. So the flavor is Java chip. So it does have like a mocha coffee type flavor. But adding coffee into it just makes it even more incredible. So that's something you could do. And then the pre-workout is a iced vanilla coffee.
That does have caffeine.
Yes.
That has.
Caffeinated, come baby, on, a baby. Lot.
And you don't get that itchy kind of skin crawly feeling like you typically would with other.
Yeah. And brands. That's my favorite part about the pre-workout too, is that I don't get like when I'm like after I take that and I do like my mile run, I'm not like getting itchy after like my first break of sweat.
It's truly, it's like a clean product.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good.
And it's great too. Even if you're not going, if I'm not going to work out, I just like to use it as a coffee substitute. It just, you get that rush of energy. You get that adrenaline. You get up and get your day started. Yeah. I personally don't really care for citrus, lemonade, fruity, strawberry, like crazy type flavors like that at 6 a.m. if I'm, getting up and getting ready for the gym. It's just kind of like I get tired of it. I like my coffee in the morning. So instead of drinking a coffee and then a pre-workout. I was like, let's just have coffee pre-workout and just turn it into one. And it tastes incredible. I'm so pumped about the product.
Yeah. Yeah. This is super counterintuitive, but I haven't had coffee or caffeine in 10 days.
You're waiting for us. So he's waiting for us to launch so he can have that.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, dude, I've been drinking that shit since the moment I got it.
No, dude, I'm like every morning I wake up and I work out in the morning. I'll be like, fuck, man, it's sitting right there. I fucking want it. But I'm like, no. Just wait until the launch. Just
hey,
wait,
discipline.
We're going to be ripping shots of pre-workout tonight at
the party. Oh, yeah.
We're having a launch party for both of our brands. We're so excited. And all of our friends and, you know, everyone we love is going to be there, so that'll be fun.
Also, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. It's 4 grams of fat, which is only 5% of your daily value, so it's not that.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 to 4, not that big of a difference.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And if you guys do want to try it, make sure to go to zealafitness.com if you want to place an order for it. We're going to put the link in the description below for that as well. I highly recommend you try it, even if you're, you know, new to working out, you've been working out. It's a great product for everybody in between, so...
Yeah, especially to people who are new to working out.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll emphasize that for sure, because this is something, again, that won't make you feel fucking crazy at the gym.
Right.
But it'll get you going. You know, get you off your ass.
And obviously on the site, you can buy either each product by itself, or you can buy it in a bundle package. You can also get this merch, what we're wearing right now. You see, we're all wearing the same thing. Yep. It's our collab merch. If you see the back right here.
What, it looks so good.
Read the bottom again. What's that
it bottom? Says, wake up and smell the gains.
I love how cheesy it is. But
super cheesy,
it
is.
I came up with it. I love how cheesy it is.
cheesy in a good way. In a good way.
It's
cheesy, yeah. But super high quality, and I love the way it's printed on the shirt.
It looks so good.
It's great, and it's really cute, too.
The quality of these tees are literally next level. I haven't put on a tee like this ever in my life.
Yeah.
It feels so nice.
Also, I want to say one thing. For people that are new to working out, the problem is you'll get this, right? And you'll be like, okay, cool. I have this. I'll take the pre-workout. But what the fuck do I do now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like, how do I work out? You can visit the website after you buy the product, and there's free workouts there to get you started, right? You just literally go on Get Fit or whatever the page name is, and you go to the workouts and you follow the routine. It's literally me fucking saying what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can do exactly what I did for my transformation.
Yeah. So it's not a crazy amount of workouts, but it will get you started. It will get you in the gym. And then you can progress from there.
Right.
I fucking love doing this shit. I mean, it's been a trip, and I love doing it with people that are like so into it, you know, like so hyped for it. And like, dude, I mean, working with both of you, but obviously with Heath when transforming him has been like such a pleasure, because just like showing up and like, you knowing, like, we're going to fucking do it. You know what I mean? Like there is no option B. It's just like, we're doing it. You know what I mean?
And that's a hard thing to do. It's a really hard thing to do.
So hard. Cause most people truly do give up week 2, week 3, you know, so they do get a little bit of progress. Yeah. But then they'll drop. And that obviously didn't happen with Heath.
And I will say, it did take me like 3 weeks to start seeing results.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your body's in such like a routine to switch it up and then start, you know, working out and doing stuff better. You might not see those instant results that you're looking for. You can't work out for a week and be like, where's my abs? You know, it's something you have to just stick with and keep going and just know your body's doing the thing. You might not notice it, but you're...
Yeah, like I said before, it's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not gonna be overnight. It's not gonna be over 1 week. It may not even be over 1 month. You know what I mean? But you stick to it. You fucking show up. You do it. And I promise you will see results.
It's like getting a hair transplant, baby. It takes time. You got to be very patient.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how I like to look at it, just like hair plugs. Yeah. But yeah, guys, make sure to go to zealafitness.com. Get your shit. It's amazing. Yeah. We worked so hard on it.
Truly, we did work hard. Truly,
I think that's why we're so passionate and excited about it. It's because it's finally like come to life.
And it has such a fucking dope story behind it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not just like fucking Zane and Heath did a collab with Ilya. And now it's like, dude, you transform your life, my guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's why
finally,
it's so cool.
Something positive, dude. Something positive that we have with coffee. Finally.
Nice. Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah. No, you guys both fucking killed it. I mean, in the creative process and he's journey.
Yeah.
So thank you to both
of you. Amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Good job.
Yeah.
I'll be there in a few months. Maybe just give me time.
You're rocking it.
It takes time. It takes time for me.
Yeah, yeah. Dude,
it's hard. It really is hard. It's all mental. It is a mental game, and it's a long one too. Mm-hmm. You really have to.
And I will say I haven't really talked about it too much because I wanted it to be mostly a surprise for the documentary and everything that comes out. But quitting alcohol was definitely a big help in this whole process.
Yeah.
Because I know as soon as I start drinking, I can't stop. And then, you know, you're like, whatever, it's a piece of pizza. It's in and out. It's this. And you just like make an excuse for yourself and you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
So that I think definitely helped me out the most with staying on track and not having any like setbacks.
And that can go for anything. You know, it's like to be great at something, you have to sacrifice something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just what it is. And yours was alcohol. Someone else's might be, I don't know, fucking eating too much pizza.
Cheeto puffs.
Whatever it is. But you just have to sacrifice that. And that's what it is. Like it or not, that's what it comes down to.
No, it's true, too, because I went like 3 weeks without drinking. And then one night I partied with everybody, drank a lot. And it sets you back literally.
It's
like
not worth it. Yeah.
2 weeks. It's insane. And so like I agree with you with the alcohol thing. It really does set you back and you really have to cut everything. You have to cut everything and like.
But if you want it, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Just got to do it.
I agree. Well,
damn. All right. Thanks for coming on and talking about it. And thanks for everything, honestly, dude.
Yeah.
Serious.
No, you fucking killed it, dude. I'm so excited to put this out. I'm so excited for people to see it. And I'm going to say one last thing. People like you motivate me. You know what I mean?
Cool.
And through your journey and
you get like you get to see, what is it? Like a secondhand kind of satisfaction.
Yeah, secondhand
like,
high.
You're vicariously getting excited, seeing me get excited.
Exactly.
Getting more and more motivated every day. I totally get that.
And also you don't understand how many people you have motivated.
I hope.
You don't understand. Like, it's fucking crazy. When this shit comes out, dude, and people see it, they're going to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
You guys can do it, too. I feel like I would, like, looking at myself, I'm the last person I thought that could make it through this and be able to do this.
Yeah.
So if you've watched the documentary, you haven't yet, hopefully I can inspire and encourage other people to live a healthier, you know, mentally happy life, because my brain is so much clearer than it was when I was, you know, when I first started. I just feel so much stronger, just physically and mentally.
Yeah.
I highly encourage anybody to
thing that people need to realize too. It's not only your physical that's changing, it's your mental.
Mm-hmm.
Super, super high in your mental.
Yes.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I agree. More than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Very, very surprising.
Yeah. But with that, there's so much content that's coming out of Heath's transformation that's going to be coming out. And then, it's actually out already, right? Everything's out.
We posted the before and after, and then there's going to be videos along the way. There's stuff that I've been filming.
Yeah.
You know, me just at my lowest in the mirror.
We'd love to see it, baby.
I'm excited because I feel like people don't even know like what I look like under this t-shirt yet. Because I do a good job of covering up what I look like, even when I was, you know, at 200 pounds, everybody looks at the old pictures and they're like, I don't remember you.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, when did you look like that? And I'm like, 5 months ago.
Nuts.
Yeah.
I just, you know, baggy t-shirts and kind of, you know.
Yeah, you're good at it.
I'm excited for people to see what I ended up getting to and what I've been working so hard for.
I really want to see you progress from here too. You know what I mean?
Bulking season, baby.
Yes, totally. Bulking season, bulk up, fucking get some muscle on, but don't quit. I mean,
no, absolutely not.
Don't quit because you're too far in to go back to where you were.
Yeah.
I will never.
He will never. I know that for sure. There's no way. Like,
I've fluctuated with my weight so many times to have to deal
you
with
it. You fluctuated, but you never got to where
never,
anywhere
ever.
Close
I've never
to where
had
you
abs in my life. Ever in my life.
Why the hell would you want to go?
I'll tell you one thing. If you hold on for another 6 months at this weight and you honestly just maintain, I don't think that you'll ever go back to what you were ever.
Yeah,
I agree.
For another 6 months if you hold it. Because again, it's just about habits.
Right.
Your body and your brain needs to get adapted to it. And once it does, then you'll be golden.
So, sick.
Congrats. Yeah.
Thanks,
congrats,
guys.
Man. Yeah.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for all the support throughout the years. You know, obviously.
Yeah.
We're just so excited about this product. It's so cool being able to do it with one of our best friends and Heath. We have a coffee company. This is it's fucking so cool that we get to
it's so cool.
Our first collab is with our one of our best friends.
So. Like, you know how everybody's like entrepreneur this? Like, yeah. This is the first time I've ever felt like entrepreneur. Yeah. I'm gonna put it in my bio.
Change the Instagram bio. Yeah.
100.
All right, guys. Well, yeah. Thank you for joining today.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Let's jump into the episode. Again, if you want to check it out, zelafitness.com. And yeah, let's do this episode.
All right. Peace out.
We keep getting bullied.
Yeah.
About what?
Everything, dude.
He's I got cut off last podcast. Oh, so people were
I'm sorry, man.
When he like slouches, I approach his tobacco.
Stop slouching. That's a lesson.
Do you think you guys have decent posture?
I have terrible
posture. Has your posture terrible. Improved
since you have good posture.
Has your posture been improving since you've been working out?
I've been more conscious of it.
Yeah.
My posture is still really bad. The thing is that this is how I sit.
You know what's really sad is I'll try to sit up and I'll try to have good posture, but it hurts. Like it hurts.
Because your body's not used to it. You're putting yourself through discomfort.
I always think you need to be sitting in a better chair throughout the day. I mean, you're on that laptop just like.
That's Mariah.
Just getting them clips out, you know?
That's why I lay on the floor. I feel like it's better for my back.
Oh, I love laying on my stomach.
I feel like that's not good
for
you.
I'm a big floor gal.
If I owned a co-working space, like everybody would just be on their stomach.
Instead of an office desk, it's just the floor.
I feel like people are way more productive.
It's not good. It's not good to like sleep on your stomach in bed though.
I've heard that. Like sleeping because of like your organs, like you shouldn't like your organs should. Like it's bad for your heart for all that to be weighing down.
Oh, I thought it was bad for your back. That's why I always was conscious of. Oh, I don't care about my organs.
I don't believe the whole. It's best to sleep on your side. Have you tried sleeping on your side?
It's impossible.
You can't do it with your shoulder. It gets in the way. So you either got to go like this, and then you're scrunching this way.
Well, good thing they came up with those mattresses.
I'm gonna get one.
You've seen the mattresses where they have the hole
where
you put your arm in.
Yes.
Where have those mattresses been?
It looks like the line.
I got problems with those. Like, I love the idea of that, but one, thinking about losing your damn phone down in that shit.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of like having to clean it.
Yeah,
like, because spiders.
You're not if you put your hand in, there's a fucking bug in there. Oh, yeah, that would be bad. I wouldn't like that.
But you remember the Brookstone pillows? They were like horseshoe shaped. They were all like the funky ones that I used to sell.
I don't remember.
It would be till they had like the one for the side sleeper that would like wrap over your shoulder and then it would come down in front of you and it would be like.
Yeah.
Like almost like a body pillow.
But it was weird shapes.
I almost bought like a pregnancy one that was this size of like a boa constrictor, but it was like you could just wrap it around whichever way you want.
Nice. You know what I really want is the ostrich pillow.
Is it just has ostrich feathers in it?
No, it's called the ostrich because you put your whole head in it.
Huh?
What? You literally put your whole head into it. It's like for airplanes mostly, you throw it over your head and then your arms go into it and it's this whole, it's like those old scuba diving helmets.
Oh, yes. That, I remember that.
What the fuck?
It looks like one of those old school, like, squeezy toys.
Wait, I need that when I'm editing.
Oh, my God. You guys remember back then, like 10 years ago, when people would have those, like, long-ass pillows, like the decorational pillows, but they were long ones? Mm-hmm. I would use those as a body pillow at night.
Yeah. Kind of
because you wrap your legs around it like that, and you just...
Am I the only one that doesn't sleep with a pillow?
Oh,
what?
Patricia.
No pillow.
Sleeps.
Wait, no pillow? Just like, what?
It
like
hurts
military,
my back.
Like you're in prison.
Yeah, love it.
Put me there.
I'm most comfortable on flat surfaces. Like the second I have a pillow, even just one behind my head, if I'm no matter what position I'm in, it hurts my back.
Even like a really flat.
It's very uncomfortable for me. Like I'd rather be almost arched.
There's times where I get rid of my pillow just because it's uncomfortable, but like I can't do it for longer than 15 minutes. Then I have to put a pillow back under my head because.
But I sure spend a fortune on pillows.
Interesting.
I love a good
14
pillow.
14 of them.
You do. So
you love
always
pillows.
Got pillows. So you'll have it on the kitchen counter. You'll have it as fucking decoration.
Some nerve.
You don't like pillows, but have you ever tried the pillow cube, like a square pillow?
I really want to.
Pillow cube. You ever get the guy on the ad where he's like, you have a problem with sleeping? Two words. Pillow cube.
They work. They really work because they keep your neck at a 90 degree angle. It's perfect.
Do you have, is that what the money one that you have is?
Yeah,
is that a pillow cube?
That's the one that like, it's a cat. The sheet is a cash. It's like a stack of
cash
money.
Box.
Oh, it looks like a carnival. Like you want it at a carnival.
But it
is something you can't leave it on your bed. Like it just doesn't look right.
Oh yeah. It doesn't look very nice.
I got Heath a whole set It works, right?
Oh, it's that thing is amazing.
It's a whole set where, like, there's a sloped pillow, there is a log pillow, there's a pillow for your arm, for your legs. There's like a
triangle one. There's like 16 different ways to lay it out too.
So you can lay it out, but you have to sleep sitting up because that's the only position where he'll wake up feeling okay. So there's pillows that you can buy in a pack on Amazon, on my storefront. I don't have a storefront, and. It worked, but they are so ugly. Like, there's no covers you can buy with them. They are disgusting and ugly.
You know how when you get a massage, they always put like a little pillow under your legs or under your...
Yes, that's what it is.
I feel like that's how we should all be sleeping every night.
No,
like,
I know.
Like with a pillow under me because that's how your body should be.
I put a pillow under my knees. It feels so much better.
Yeah.
It helps with like the lower back pressure too.
Why doesn't anybody tell you to do that if it's like actually better for your body?
Because they want you to go to the doctor and spend money.
Yep.
And who tells you that? Chiropractors. See,
speaking of massages, tell them about what you just found out the other day.
Wait, tell them after the intro.
Let's roll the intro. Yeah.
Oh. Hurry.
It's Comedy Town, baby. Let's woo! Go.
Why is that always such a thing, like, in
movies? Pillow fights for
David Jazzy.
Who is it?
Sorry.
Silencio.
I double tap my tile.
I'm kidding.
So it notifies my phone, because if I lose my phone, you know what a fucking tile.
What am I explaining myself?
So a tile is basically...
Oh, by the way, before we continue this conversation, tiles suck.
Yeah, they're
You know why they suck? They suck because the moment that you're out of range, it doesn't tell you where your phone is anymore. It doesn't tell you where your wallet is.
Same with the AirTag.
Same with the AirTag.
Why?
I know.
What's the point of a tile? The point of it is when you lose it, you get to go, oh, okay, let me see where I left my keys.
And then you
They're not GPS. They're Bluetooth connected. So you can only see up to...
Every time I leave the house or if he's driving, so I leave my keys here, the second I step outside, I get a notification saying your keys are not detected anymore. Yep. I'm like...
Stupid.
Still at the front door.
Very dumb. I just had to get out. Other way, I complain about that every day, but I haven't done anything about it.
You needed to vent.
Yeah,
I need to vent. That's why it lets you know is because it's the last place where you had them.
Yeah,
right. But if they get stolen,
it'd be really nice to have like it's
whoever steals it though is gonna be taking that AirTag right off.
No, not when it's on your phone.
I love the time it saves whenever you're about to leave and you can't find your keys.
I use it every day.
Oh,
even if I just don't even want to think about where it is. I'm like,
so you know what. So tiles are good for when you need to find it last minute around the house.
Love it in the house.
I just really need it when I lose it. That's it.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we get right back into the news.
Unfiltered. Okay. Yes. So we just found out something that it literally blew my mind, and I don't even know how this is legal. There's an app for massage parlors that tell you exactly which ones give you a happy ending.
I've heard this. It's been around for a couple of years.
It's called Tug Maps.
That's what it's called.
Tug Maps.
I just learned this the other day.
How do they not go in and shut down every business? I don't understand.
I'm saying, why haven't we discovered this yet? Come on.
You want to go to a massage? That's gross.
Bizarre.
I'm just surprised that I haven't heard about it though,
because I am researching.
But like, how many people out there are using that every single day?
I'm sure a lot.
I think they find out which place near them does it, and they go there a lot. I don't think they're using it every day.
How are people? I would never have the balls to walk in anywhere. Even if all my friends told me, like, tell me
this
that
place does
this
it.
Place does it, I wouldn't have the balls to walk up to anybody.
I'd like
and go,
my hand must.
Hey, do you guys do? How do you even ask for it?
What's the problem?
I
bet massage places that don't even do it put it on there just so they get more business. And then the moment like someone's like, "Hey, aren't you going to do this?" They're like, "Absolutely
not.
Get out of here!" They got that money. It just gets like,
yeah, that's so crazy because like I know people that have done it before, and I just don't understand how you even ask for it.
Yeah,
I can't even go into a strip club and feel like I'm violated. Like I can't even. would sit there and watch because I feel like I'm going to get in trouble. Yeah.
It's wild. People go to strip clubs like all the time.
Yeah.
Like all a casual, time. Like weekly thing.
Oh, yeah. Just got off work and go to the strip club before I go home.
That's huh? Like, it's really sad.
And there's
it's
people really that sad. Actually go for the food.
What place has good, what strip club has good
I've,
food?
I've heard some places have a mean like buffet.
Mean fish filet.
A topless brunch.
A buffet?
A buffet.
Boobs cool. And burgers. Seeing boobies make you hungry.
Like the thing is, I know if I go to my phone and look for it, I know it doesn't exist. There's no way like that like actually.
I'll look.
I've heard about it.
Why was that this person telling us like?
Because you were like, I really just want to get a massage right now, and then we were talking about how you can get a massage to your house.
I thought you were about to say like completely lie and say you were talking about how you really wanted a happy ending.
I wasn't gonna put you.
Oh man,
but. Crazy.
That is really crazy.
I don't know how that's a functioning business, but it is what it is. Anything exciting happen to you guys?
I don't know. Recently? No.
We went to a wedding.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
We finally got to go to a wedding.
I'm happy for you guys. It's really
and it was amazing.
It was kind of weird seeing you guys at a wedding. That's my thing. Yeah.
Pretty crazy. But yeah, it was Vince and Carla's wedding. They got married at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. It was
Beverly Hilton.
What did I say?
Hilton.
Beverly Hilton? Was Beverly Hilton?
I don't know. It's Hilton right near the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh, my bad. The Beverly Hills Hotel. It was absolutely gorgeous.
It was amazing.
They put quite a bit into it.
How many people were there?
Like 300, almost 350. Woo! We did the math.
It was very, big. Very intimate.
They did something that I've never seen before, and it blew my mind. So basically, instead of having a DJ for the entire night, they had a live band went through an entire, like,
they every were up there single, for like 3 hours straight.
Every genre of music you could possibly imagine, they did it, and they were up there with like saxophones, trombones, and they were getting down. It was like a college marching band. You know how they do like fun renditions of like new songs. It was insane.
It really fit the hotel vibe. It was just very, it took you back, but they also put a modern twist on it.
It was so with cool. Like
they gave a $100,000 performance. I couldn't stop looking at them. Like all of them, all their energy, each of them had something to give on that, right. On that stage. It was amazing.
And then they jumped down into the dance floor and they were like hanging out and like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
The ceremony was gorgeous. It was all black. So it was black tie, but you had to wear the color black. Everybody was in black. It was really pretty. It was outside the ceremony. They released doves for...
Those doves came out perfectly.
No, it was beautiful. So they had these doves released. The ceremony was perfect. The officiant was excellent.
He was so funny.
It was their friend Dom. And he got asked like...
Like a month before.
Yeah, like a month before. He had like no time to prepare, but it was beautifully written. The reception, cocktail hour, what else happened? I'm trying to think.
They moved the ceremony happened on the property of the hotel, right?
Like everything was
so
on the
then
property.
So then he moved right into...
We just went right inside to cocktail hour and then the reception.
Oh, very nice. How was the food? Were they serving you at your table?
Oh, amazing. Wagyu steak.
It was...
For 300-something people?
They put money into it.
The steak was big. Everyone's like, this is
dude.
Huge.
Yeah, we couldn't... Like, everyone was really surprised. I don't go to weddings, so I didn't know. If it was big or small, but it was a pretty good size steak. For like it was expensive steak too. It was
food was amazing.
Yeah,
it was just good vibes all around.
It was so fun. Everybody was up dancing. I like what they did with the dessert. They kind of did like a his and hers dessert. They didn't announce that was it, but they had rainbow cookies, which is an Italian dessert that Carla really likes to make, and then they had chocolate chip cookies, which is Vince's favorite. So at the end, they had like the dessert, but then they also had the rainbow cookies and the chocolate chip cookies around.
And then when it got really late
and everybody was like starting to leave, they had In-N-Out. Like,
nice.
They were walking around.
They kept people fed.
Yeah, it was the entire time. Yeah. It was very, the flow was amazing. It wasn't like all the speeches at once where you're waiting to eat and you're like,
oh boy. Yeah.
It was a speech and then we got up and danced and then we sat down. There was another speech and then we ate and then so it was very spread out. There was like three speeches.
Yeah, you were never bored the entire time.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. It keeps the momentum going.
You know, after the dessert, like 30 minutes later, they brought out the cake So everybody had cake after that giant dessert we all had.
The food just kept coming.
It just kept coming. Yeah, it was really, really good. There was a photo booth, of course.
And we did good. Nobody got like belligerent.
Yeah, we got looked belligerent.
Except Todd. He got crazy.
No, Todd was wild.
He said, this is a wedding and I'm getting down. And he did.
Were there kids? Did they let kids come?
No.
No kids.
The only two, her niece and nephew walked down the aisle. They were the flower girl and the ring bearer. But no kids.
I was still, the thing is that I probably would have gotten down more. I just got like, I was still really hungover from that Thursday when we took my mom out. That was, we were still recovering from that.
You guys let it out that night.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Ronnie from Jersey Shore was there.
Oh yeah, I saw
and
that.
I did not leave. I said, I'm not leaving this wedding until I see him dance. He has this iconic
We're all waiting for
this
him.
This iconic dance that
something.
He does, this like foot shuffle that he does. And I said, I am not leaving until I see him
or
dancing.
Or one fist pump. Just give
something.
Me
something. And we saw it and I was like, all right, I can go. he's really
cool. Did you talk to him at all?
He beelined for me.
He came up to me and said hi. I was like, hi. How are you doing?
I was right next to Zane and I was like, I'm here too.
Had you met him before?
It was just a handshake and that's it. We didn't have like a conversation or anything, but like the way he came up to me, it was almost like we were known each other. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a really nice guy. Cool. He's very quiet. When we first met him, like.
That's probably Thanksgiving.
We met him at a charity event thing and he was very quiet, but a really like cool guy. Really nice.
And then asked for Mariah. He was like, where's Mariah?
we were standing in a circle. I think it was a mistake.
Yeah, I think he got your
name. Because I was the last person he was introduced to. And then like 2 seconds later, he was like, where's Mariah? And Vince is like, right there. And I was embarrassed for some reason. He was like, and then it just got really weird. But he's really cool and I really want him to come on if you're watching.
Yeah, come on the pod.
Come on, baby. Right there. There's a spot for you.
And then I thought this was insane. I was freaking out. It was an accident, but it was still cool. Tiffany Haddish airdropped a picture to me.
What?
She was at the table next to us.
Wait, we're not 100% sure that was her, right?
It was definitely her. 100%.
It said like Tiff Dizzle.
She was at the table. But
what did her hair look like?
It was her.
Tiffany Haddish was next to
us. No, she was there.
Okay.
But you also have to think about the distance. She was the table next to
it
us.
It was right next to us.
And it kind of narrowed down to her because the name, because like she was on her phone. Like
There was no other Tiff.
He just shows me the phone. He's like, is that who I think it is?
It said incoming airdrop, like Tiff Dizzle or something. And I'm like, I looked over at their table and I was just like, oh my God, should I accept it?
Yes.
And I was like, fuck it. I just accepted it. It was, I'll show you the picture. I still have it.
To this day.
It
might be some private information.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like worried. Like, should we even say it?
It was a picture of...
A currency.
A picture of currency.
The wrapper?
No. It was like currency. The it was like bills.
The object.
Oh. It was like currency of like from another country.
What kind of deals is Tiffany Haddish making at a wedding?
Yeah,
I know.
But I thought it was so interesting and I accepted it.
And after he accepted it, we kept looking at her to see if she was like, she wasn't really on her phone though at the time, but we don't know.
Because iPhone is like iPhone 49 is just what it pops up as.
I can see her doing this too. She's like trying to airdrop it to someone and she mistakenly clicked something else. She goes, oh shit. And then she put her phone down just in case people look up at her and she's just like, oh yeah, that's not her.
If I was in detective mode, here's what I would have done. All right, my plan. So airdrop doesn't travel that far. You have to be pretty close. So I would look at the numbers of the tables around us and then I would go to the seating chart and see if there was another Tiffany sitting at those tables. But I did not do
that. That's good. Or I told Heath like in that moment, I was like, Heath, you should look. He just hold your phone up right now to her and say, I got it.
This you?
Thank you.
That would have been really weird if she was just like, huh?
Why would you accept it?
Yeah, you
like,
gotta know
no,
boundaries.
No. I'm saying weird. Like if it wasn't her, like miraculously, like, it just wasn't her.
I'm going with it was her. And we shared that moment. And I,
yeah. Dude, I can't believe you texted with a celebrity.
Oh, yeah.
That's our title. Tiffany Haddish texted Heath.
Were there any other?
We should so do that random. Every episode.
Yeah. Just say the title flat out.
Were there any other celebrities though at the
Julian Edelman?
There was Heath. There was me. There was
Oh shit.
There was a ton of verified people because when we went through everyone's stories, it was like Everybody was verified. I was like,
yeah, oh, people geez. That we didn't know.
There's a lot
know.
Of athletes. Like,
I didn't know most people. I only knew like.
But our, it was a really table. Good crowd. Everybody was up dancing.
Yeah,
and nobody was too cool to yeah. not to dance.
Were they know? Playing Uptown Funk?
Oh yeah, they definitely played
everything.
That.
They I played hate every. Uptown well, Funk. They played a lot of.
I'm Uptown Funk at my wedding. That shit no gets Uptown the Funk going. And none of that. Make you dance, dance, dance. Oh, I got this feeling.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah,
in my
no.
bone.
I'll tell you.
It's always those damn songs that like. I don't know. They're catchy, but it they get the old people dancing. And
they didn't they have. They didn't have like anything.
Yeah, it was very. It was like Earth, Wind, and trendy, Fire. Yeah. Casey and the Sunshine Band. Yeah. Number, me too. Today's music.
Number one wedding bop of all time.
I know
you
what it
can't
is.
Debate me on this. You know you make me wanna shout.
Oh yeah.
It makes it, dude. I was dancing like this.
Like you were yeah. in church.
A little bit softer now. A little bit softer now.
It dude. Makes you. It makes you feel like you're in church, giving yeah. yourself to the Lord.
Like.
There's something about a song that brings everybody together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No matter what background you come from.
Exactly.
Like when, gets the when people going.
I thought about like when people ask me like, what kind of music do you listen to? That's the genre. Like just whatever gets everybody going and united. Yeah. Just like, it's so
that's,
fun.
I think that's my
sweet,
favorite time.
Sweet yep. Caroline's my favorite song.
It brings people together. Brings people close again.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
Whatever fights were that were happening, it's out the door now, you know?
This is not coffee, by the way. I don't drink it this.
Yeah, I was asking Brian, what the hell is that?
So I'm trying to chug it because you embarrassed me. Sam was like, that's a lot of milk in your coffee. Or milk in
yeah,
your coffee.
Yeah, that's how my mom likes her coffee,
it's
just like that.
Milk tea.
I mean, mine's pretty light, too. That's actually embarrassing that I'm calling
yours is
you
good.
Out. This is, it's okay.
Did they do what they call the traditional, I don't know, wedding things? Like, did they do the, like a bouquet toss?
They didn't. No, they
bouquet
didn't.
Tosses
surprised.
Are out, I feel like.
I see yeah.
They don't.
Every wedding that I've been to, the past couple of years they've been doing it, but this was the first one where they
I have not no all the weddings I went to, not one did a bouquet toss.
I think because it leads to
a little bit too much of a competition.
Yeah.
And I love the traditional all those traditional weddings.
You like the bouquet toss?
Love
and then
everything
the,
about
the,
it.
The garter.
Oh yeah. Did they
I
do that?
Like, no.
See, yeah.
They had their first dance was choreographed by people who won Dancing with the Stars.
Oh boy!
Yeah,
it was,
wow.
It was really
I know.
Good.
Yeah, I did see a bit some of the moves.
It was really cool.
Do you think people take the bouquet tosses seriously?
No. What no. is it? The tradition is that whoever catches it is the next one to get.
Yeah.
Married.
Like, do they take it that seriously, or is it just?
I think
like a
I think
joke?
There's some chicks in there.
That's
that do.
What I feel like they
you've
do.
You've seen like throwing bows,
yeah. Yeah.
just getting,
and then the garter toss. Where the guys do it,
oh.
and then that guy and that girl have to dance. That's why they have singles go up.
Oh, I did not know there was like a guy version of that.
This one.
Yeah. But don't they shoot it like backwards?
Yeah, some they try to.
Like I've seen them do it like backwards.
I would shoot it like a rubber band. Like
that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird.
That's why I don't think, I think they do more bouquet tosses than the garter tosses now.
At the wedding, you guys probably saw some of you probably saw this already, but Ilya and Jonah, they both like went in for a kiss next to the piano. It was really funny. Like they did a long, like sensual
yeah,
kiss,
it
right?
It was intimate.
And Jonah was so disgusted. He ran straight out of the wedding and just puked all.
That happened.
That happened. It was immediately. It was like 30 seconds apart.
Oh,
that
was I thought that was like a clip earlier.
No, that
tonight.
Was real. No. That was real.
It was like 3 seconds after. It was like comedically like.
Projectile vomit.
Yeah.
It was so, like he has honestly the best pukes, like the best sounding pukes
oh, he
ever.
Could, he could get hired for.
Oh, he could get
something.
It. Oh, he could get it. But yeah, people probably thought it was like fake, but it definitely wasn't.
Immediately
not.
After.
Were any like of the wedding guests like disgusted by it?
No, nobody really no. saw it. If anything,
he like ran outside. Most of the people were inside at that time.
Yeah.
So thank God.
And it was late too, so people probably just thought that he got like too drunk.
Yeah.
Which I mean, a lot of people were.
It was
well,
such
really
a good
drunk.
Crowd.
No, I'm not drunk. I just kissed a guy.
It's funny how like, dude, there's so many weird things that disgust Jonah though.
Very
like,
weird.
Weird things like that will just make him want to puke on the spot. Like
yeah.
That. How many photographers were there? Oh, this was really off topic. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. There was a lot,
and the photographer, and then the person doing their like. They did like a social media reel of it. They got it done overnight.
That's it was amazing.
They already
got
their
the next
pictures
morning.
Back.
It was all edited and done, which yeah. is so smart because Especially these days, people want pictures. People want pictures the next day to post, not like 3 days.
I bet she charges a lot more to do it overnight.
But. Yeah, dude, I knew a couple that got married last year. We went to their wedding. It was a beautiful ceremony. All the pictures of like the first half of the day, gone.
The what happened?
They lost it. That's why you hire a backup photographer.
Yeah. It was like a couple. They were a wedding photographer couple. Like one takes all the photos. Yeah, the other guy like handles, you know, editing them. And, and he got the card from his girlfriend. He's like, this card's empty. And she goes, what do you mean? I've been taking like all the photos on it.
No.
They lost like all their.
Oh, my God.
All the photos. I think it what my guess was that it was a formatting the card thing. And you know how like. Do you want to format this card and it deletes everything?
Yeah.
That's the only time I know of a case where like all the photos can be deleted.
Sometimes they get corrupt too. Remember we did that entire shoot day for Liza?
That was a disaster.
With the Mario Kart?
Yeah, the shoot that never...
She lost all that footage.
Everything gone. It was hours of filming.
We were out there all day filming and it was going to be like a really good video too because we were all Mario Kart.
Oh, right.
Dude, that was so...
The worst feeling.
And it's crazy because it's nobody's fault when a memory card corrupts. It just corrupts and your whole day. Now they have it set where as soon as you film like 10 minutes, you immediately import it. Like
yeah, just in case. Oh yeah. So this the bride was livid about it.
I would imagine.
I bet.
Because it was also kind of like a bit of like a, what do they call it? Like a stalemate after where they were like, hey, where are the pictures? We still haven't seen those. And the couple has been like, and then they finally were like, this is what happened. We're really sorry. And they had to go back and all get back in their suits and everything to go recreate some of the photos. And that was devastating. But silver lining, though, is that now for like the rest of like the girl's like life with like her family and getting like photos taken as a family are always for free by the photographer, which is like,
that's nice.
I don't know,
but it's always free
from that photographer wow.
For everybody.
Offered that to,
so she like, goes,
I'm sorry.
Your kids, like, I don't know, first day of school or like all your family photos. Shit.
Okay.
She'll always do like a photo session with them for free.
I thought everybody that was there at the wedding, their weddings are covered. Like the men is gonna be broke. It's gonna be fucking booked for all these free shoots.
You have to buy like insurance money too for the photographer in case some of those things happen.
For some reason, that wouldn't like.
I
would just do it the next day. Get into my. I don't know why it wouldn't make me that.
Well, I have to accept it. It's gone. So what are you going to do? Yeah. Like, and we work just in that style of business. So like we would accept it. That's where.
Yeah, but you don't have all the pictures of the ceremony when all the guests are there and you guys are, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Back then they just, you know, no one took photos sometimes too. It was like one or couple, three photos from a wedding. Yeah. Like,
I guess you look at it as like you paid $500,000 for this wedding and for a video, right? I mean, not for a video, it's your wedding, but like still like you did all this for $500,000 to get a video out of it and you didn't get the video out of it and you just wasted it.
I wanted to talk to you about this after Florida, but he shot my sister's engagement pictures. It was a last minute thing. They wanted to book something. And then when we were in Florida, we were just like, why don't we just do it tomorrow? Like Heath will take them on the beach.
I got my first gig.
Yeah, he got his first gig. Nice. But I don't toot my own horn too often. But I think we made a really good team for, like, he's very good at having a vision, taking pictures. He's really good with cameras. He does his research. And then I directed the engagement shoot. Like I would
love to. She did like the posing of them. And
yeah. Like because I'm so picky. I have an eye of like what to fix that other people like don't
movement
see.
Movement and stuff. Yeah. Tableaus.
Like turning the ring a specific way, like fixing her shirt. Like I have a really good.
It's called OCD.
For that. Yeah. It's called the talent, I need help.
OCD.
Yeah. So I have this.
You put that on your site. I have OCD. So I am very good
at seeing certain things. You can trust me. But I thought that was really fun. Like I was after seeing the pictures, I was like,
we could do this.
Like if somebody had a very low budget, but they want high quality, that would be us because we're not professionals, but really good at it. So I wouldn't charge people a lot of money. I'd be $20.
$20.
There's no like photography certificate though for like taking wedding photos. Anybody can take it, right?
Yeah.
Anybody can take it. You just have to know the camera and the lighting and stuff. Yeah. And he's really good at it.
But
I have a good eye.
That's large shoes to fill though. I wouldn't want to take any job like that unless I knew I was.
The pressure was on.
I bet.
I was freaking out.
It was so good.
The whole
good,
time
though.
I was like,
well,
oh
the
my
thing
God.
Is that it was on the beach. It's not like there's like 100 people there. Like you have to get that moment specifically. It was just you guys on the beach. So I feel like that was like, a little bit, like a little.
That's something everybody like looks forward to, you know, the, the engagement photos. And I was just like,
they're on the invitations for the, did you see the invitation for the engagement? Like that picture's on it. Isn't that cool? You freaking took that.
Nice.
Wow. Very
I don't know.
Good.
Maybe we should start something. What should our company name be? The cheapest, like
ham photography,
ham
cheap thrills.
Ham and cheese.
Ham
and cheese stills.
Wait, ham and cheese like smile.
Oh wow. My God.
Ham it up and get it and say cheese.
Ham it up and say cheese.
Ham and cheese Heath productions. Mariah.
Very good.
Please, nobody take that, please.
who wants the book?
Somebody's
us?
Already got the site.
I bet it already exists. Do you think so?
Maybe not as a photography like
more
brand.
Yeah, something else.
It could just be like, you know, ham and cheese, whatever.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Probably.
I love it, Bob. Good brain.
Thank you. You too. Good
all the comments. Oh, they thought they did something.
They thought they ate.
It's
the biggest photography company in the world.
It's that.
Hurry, Jordan. Ham and cheese.
It's Wisconsin.
It's who? Casey Anthony's.
Wisconsin.
Like Madison, Wisconsin, ham and cheese photography.
It's just going to be.
No, photography.
Photography.
It's just going to be pictures of ham and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just really good looking.
Ham and cheese. Ham and cheese photos. Photo booth rentals.
Photo booth.
Oh, look, ham and cheese.
Ham it up. And
oh, my God.
Ham it up and say cheese.
Oh, man.
God.
I just got goosebumps. You're fucking, that's exactly what you said.
Because it's not that original. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's Heath and Mariah.
So what if we just do H-M and cheese?
Ham and mozzarella.
Him and cheese.
Man, you gotta give it to him. That literally was the banner on their side.
Ham it up and say
ham
cheese.
Ham it up and say cheese. Fucking you gotta give it to Matt. I looked at Matt's face. Matt's face was bright red. I'm like.
I love it.
I still
like it, Mr. Schneebly.
Oh, come on. Be proud of these guys for having a brand like you. Look at that.
Let's give a fan a free photo shoot just for us to practice.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. If you're in the, 5-mile radius.
They're like,
if you're
where?
In the neighborhood, we'll meet you tomorrow.
All right. Well.
You were saying Florida about 10 minutes ago. You were talking about Florida. And I want to say, speaking of Florida.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to take that. And I'm going to run with
all
it right
wasting
here.
Time.
Speaking of Florida. For all of you guys who don't know, we said in the last podcast already, but we are having a happy hour tasting and meet and greet at different locations in Florida, baby.
Yes, we're going to be there August 11th through the 14th. The 11th is going to be in Orlando. 12th is going to be in Palm Beach Gardens.
The 13th is going to be in Sarasota. And the 14th is going to be in Port Charlotte.
And if you want the exact details on the address of the location, it's going to be at the Total Wine. So just look in the description below and you can see exactly where it is.
Yeah, we have 4 links for each location. So if you're going to go to Orlando, you're going to go to Sarasota, click the link that's right there next to that location. And then just RSVP that you're going. And that's it.
Also,
it's free.
You do have to be 21 and older to get in because it is a liquor store. Ooh. And the first 100 people that show up at each location is going to get a signed happy hour t-shirt from Zane and I.
Woo! So yeah, come on down if you guys have time. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, you think 100 people are showing?
I feel bad for that 101th person.
One.
You're like one for you and sorry.
None for you, Gretchen.
Well, I mean, it's better than nothing. 100.
Yeah.
But then maybe you have a little marker and people who don't have a signed shirt, when they meet you, you can sign their shirt.
Well, we're meeting everybody.
You're assuming that 5,000 people aren't going to show up.
Remember when we said that about Coffee Talk?
And a lot of people showed up.
Yeah, we had 70 coffees.
I know, we thought.
Ethan and I said 70 coffees will do the trick. That, and 2,500 of you showed up.
That Porsche Cremota event was also insane.
Yeah.
There were so many people.
Yeah. A lot of people came. And that was
that
last
is
minute.
Like an all-day awesome. Thing.
Is it just you two or anybody else?
It's just us. Two of us.
Oh, how fun. Sarasota, Florida.
We wanted everybody to come, but it's like a lot to do.
Also, we're road
days.
Tripping, so... We're going to be in a bus driving.
How fun.
That is fun.
Wait, okay, I thought you guys would be like, fucked up.
Oh, I thought they'd be like, fucked. I mean.
Like an RV?
No, not like an RV.
We're going to be in like a, just like a.
Volkswagen 1960s.
What's the furthest drive you have?
Orlando to.
Palm Beach Gardens.
Palm Beach.
Which is.
4 hours.
Oof.
And then from Palm Beach.
And for that reason.
I am not a road trip guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not either, but I think it'll be fun. It'll be a fun. It's our first little like tour. You know,
are y'all going to Disney World?
No, we don't. No, have time.
We don't have time for anything else but the
for that reason.
Or interests.
We're stoked. Oh, we hope you have time so you can meet us, hang out.
Let me tell my brother to go to 3 hour
stops.
Try some happy hour.
You'll be my brother.
Yeah.
I'll tell him. Stop
your brother?
By. My brother's in Orlando. Brother. He's in a Kissimmee. What's the
phrase? He lives there now?
Oh, that's right outside of Orlando.
Yeah.
Why does he live there?
For work.
I thought your brother moved to New York.
Other
different
brother.
You have always two brothers.
I have two brothers.
You have two brothers.
Remember when he thought your brother and sister were making out at Saddle Ranch?
But it was my brother and his girlfriend.
And he didn't know how to tell Mariah, like, yo, something is up with the family.
Like, Zane the whole week was like, look, side-eyeing them. Like, is anybody
Matt,
seeing?
I felt like I was on a soap opera. I was sitting there. I was questioning my entire existence for a good hour and a half. I was just like, I don't know if I should tell Mariah, because every time Mariah's around, they're not really doing anything. They're only doing it
when she steps away
and I'm seeing with my own eyes. But why would they do this and not look to make sure that anyone's...
I mean, in his defense, she is also Italian, so she does look like one of us.
Right.
But
I was like, that is incestual kissing.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
I couldn't imagine seeing that.
And then I looked at Mariah in a different light, too. I was just like, does Mariah do that shit with their brothers?
With the brothers, really?
Really? Really nasty.
He's getting goosebumps.
Unimaginable. Look at this. My hair.
Italians really are weird.
The higher the hair, the closer to God.
Family really is a top priority, huh? Uh-huh. Y'all nasty bitches.
Yeah, family's number one. You don't, sir.
Family first.
And go TT.
Yeah,
baby.
Go TT. You deserve
family
it.
Family first. What did I
family
say?
First.
Did I family's say? Number one.
Family first choice.
Family hashtag one.
Jesus second, because your brother's first.
You know what? Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Your mom would love that one, huh? She'll whack me in the face if she heard me say that in person.
She's hit him like three
Jesus
times.
Jesus second, because
I've been
your brother's
slapped.
Katya Bella. She'll go like this. She'll go like this. Because she thinks he's so handsome.
Thank you. Thanks, T.
Oh, I feel like I've just been in a funk lately, man.
You're talking to the two kings of funk.
Tell me about it.
Funk!
I've had a rough couple days. But I know it's because I haven't been working out.
Welcome.
What else? Aren't you breaking out again?
No, I'm just in this state of like where it's like clearing up, but it's still there and it's getting itchy. And I don't want to work out because I feel like it's going to inflame it. And then I also don't want to go tan because I have a weird feeling it's going to inflame it more.
That does suck when you have like a condition where like you literally can't work out because of it. That sucks.
Yeah.
Because working out does make you feel a lot better.
I'm in the home stretch and I know the reason why I've been like down in the dumps. It's because I don't have those endorphins from working out.
Yeah.
Because I feel great all the time.
After a workout.
And then I'm like, but I feel like tomorrow I'm going to be like, screw it. Let's just deal with it and face it head on. But oh man, I've just been in a funk. And like, do you ever like hate yourself?
Yeah, every day.
I'm sick of myself.
Yeah, and the medication is losing its potency.
And you want to apologize for being yourself, you know?
Yeah. I like look in the mirror. I'm just like, fuck you.
Or like sometimes I see clips of, you know, even reels where we're having laughs. We're doing this podcast. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up, Matt. Who the hell is this guy just blabbering on my phone? I just think like, oh, are people seeing that? But actually, everyone in the comments is usually very supportive.
Yeah, they're very nice. They're very supportive. But yeah, no, I hate hearing myself, especially like on camera. I don't know why I sound so different on...
We picked the worst career for the way we feel.
No, but we didn't really feel like that when we started.
No, I've always been really insecure to see footage of myself.
Even back then?
Yeah.
I had a little bit more confidence, but I definitely had some insecurities, but not as bad as now.
That's true though. For somebody who doesn't have confidence and cannot speak correctly... What am I doing?
Don't talk about my boo-boo like
no,
that.
No, me.
Oh.
Heath is a great explainer and speaker. I cannot get what's in here out there properly, and it pisses me off.
You were speaking my language.
Speaking
my language.
I'll preach to the choir.
Lord have mercy. I was talking to somebody today, and they were just like, could you ever like... host a show? And I was like, I could barely host a podcast show.
If you gave me a teleprompter, I could rock that all
day. A teleprompter, I have much more confidence because I see exactly what I'm reading, so I'm able to put more like energy and more personality into what I'm reading. But if I have to think on the top of my head, absolutely not.
When we saw Liza, host Double Dare, and we got to go on set and see her just like talk in front. I was like, that is just the dream. You're hosting Double Dare, and you know what you're going to say. But then you do have to riff with the contestants.
Yeah, you do. You have to
joke about where
she's
they're from.
She's really good at that. If I had a script, I can follow it. But as soon as something goes wrong, I can't come up with anything. I got nothing.
The minute you have to go to a kid and just start riffing.
I do not have my own thoughts. It's crazy.
That's a perfect way to describe myself, too. I have no thoughts.
It's crazy. It goes along with, I think I looked this up before, but we've talked about this, I think. I don't have an imagination.
I hear you.
What do you think that is?
Yeah, I'm trying to dissect what that means.
I don't think you do have an imagination. I don't think you're as imaginative as you, want to be.
If someone's described, you said something today. You were explaining a freeway and stuff. I could not picture a freeway to save my life. I'm like, what? You draw it. I can't see it in my head. I don't know what people are talking about ever.
We're doing an event for Zillow Cromoda this weekend, right? And we go to the venue to just look at it to see what we can do to make it look nice and branded and all that. And I'm looking at Heath. I'm like, I can't imagine.
The guy's like, so what do you want? What are you guys thinking? And he's like, I can make whatever you want. We're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That I can't do.
Like imagine a space and fill it. It's so hard.
I love hosting parties and decorating and stuff like that. So when Danielle had her party, they ordered sushi to the house. So I made it Japanese themed, but I didn't come up with that until I went to the store because
you have to see,
have to be in the store and I'm like, oh, that's my idea. So yeah. I'm the same way until it's right in front of me. But I also think that's why a lot of, movie shows, books, anything that's not real. Is that's nonfiction, right?
Yeah, nonfiction.
Anything that's nonfiction, I don't enjoy because I can't.
Nonfiction is real.
Nonfiction is real.
Oh, fiction.
Whatever. Fiction's fake.
Fiction is fake.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Fiction's
it's fictitious.
Of course. God, I just keep on. Like the comments are just so right about me, and I hate that. And I give them. I give the comments exactly what they tell me I am, and I hate it.
That's why I get pissed.
Sorry. Continue, Mariah.
Yeah, when people call me dumb, I get mad because it's true.
I go to the comments. You're projecting.
We are letting some stuff off our chest today,
but it's healthy.
I'm not upset. I'm upset with myself.
That's far from perfect. That's for damn sure.
You got to see it to get it going.
That's basically it. It has to be real. That's why the only show I like is The Office because it feels real. I can't.
It has to be real. That's why I like The Office.
The Office. Everything she talks about, The Office always comes back.
Always. It feels the most real. That's the only thing I can relate to. If they're flying, if Harry Potter is flying on a broomstick, I'm not interested because that's not real. And I can't imagine that being real. I don't know how to explain it. What is that?
It's I don't know. You don't you're not into escapism, if that makes sense. Sometimes
you're a realist.
I love escape rooms.
Well, escape rooms are kind of real.
Yeah,
you're putting yourself in a real scenario. Yeah, fake.
I'm physically doing it. If I'm not physically doing it, if I have to sit and use my mind to picture something, it's not happening.
If I gotta think and use my brain.
No, anything.
I hate using my brain. No, that's why I use my hands.
I'm that way. So you're saying with party themes and stuff with furniture, I can't look into it an empty room and be this is the vision. Uh-oh. But I'll go somewhere and I'll find pieces that I like. I'll just buy them and then bring them and be all right, let's organize it and put them this way.
But why when I do that to my house, it looks like shit?
Because you just got bad taste.
Yeah.
But someone was telling me my room looks like a divorced dad.
I said that.
You said that. A divorced dad, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, our house always looks good.
The Peloton in the side of my room, the fucking little ass.
I should focus more on the rest of our house and making it a little bit better.
I know. I thought you were gonna do the house.
We just have to one day move the new rugs into their new spot.
Matt, you put a fucking Powerpuff Girl rug.
I didn't put that there. That was Zane put that there.
Oh my God.
And we've been too lazy to get up.
The first thing you see when you walk into Zane's house is a Powerpuff Girl rug, but it's 2x2. It's so tiny.
On a stone
It's not like a statement piece.
We have those two rugs under the dining table.
There's two great rugs,
and they're great rugs. Just one day, you, me, and Leah, we just need to like put our elbow grease and move it, and I feel like there will be a whole different energy. And we need to hang up some of the artwork on the walls.
What is up with the bright blue fucking
mirror? It was us trying.
Bright blue mirror is fine. I think it totally works.
Oh, I thought it was painter's tape.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was like, are they moving this? I don't know. I don't know what I thought, actually.
They're about to do like a little art.
Don't insult our interiors. Yeah, y'all got some weird ass dining table in there that looks like it's like at a cafeteria or something.
Yeah, how about you put a couch in the kitchen?
There is
a
couch.
So we can lay down.
Did you know if I went to school, I would have went to school for interior design.
Oh, yeah?
Is that so?
Maybe you should have gone to school.
I did it in high school, and I really, really loved
it. I was expecting you to say that.
I was like,
Right now, parts of the house are all over the place because we are in the process of switching what we're going to have for the house that we end up buying, whatever that is.
Right.
So right now, it's a mix of what he had at his old house was industrial.
Yeah.
And now we're going for mid-century. So it's
kind of a clash of both worlds.
We don't have the money to buy it all right now.
Where are these tables going to go in the new house?
This is going in the fucking dump. In the dump.
We have to light these bitches.
What are we on? This is 240. We got 10 more episodes and we can redo this bitch.
Oh, wait. What episode are we on? 140? 140.
140.
That means we have 60.
No,
we got to get to 50.
10 more episodes.
Oh, 150, and then we're switching up.
Oh my God, 10 more episodes.
There's no time.
Till season 3's over.
There's no time.
Well, how long is our break between season 2 to 3?
Matt, you get no break.
I thought we were like going on hiatus.
No, actually, because then it would line up with the holidays, right? So it'd be good to have a little break.
I would love to have
But I don't know, but then all the ad reads get really strong during the holidays. Because that's when consumerism.
Oh, what
ad reads? No, I think
yeah.
What ad reads? The opposite.
Are y'all not getting ad reads?
We get a couple. People they like us. The brands support us.
We just got on the radar a couple days ago.
Yeah, so. We did. Hey, we're coming back strong, babe. We're coming back strong.
The ads are gonna pay for this new set because this.
I don't mind this.
You guys bullied us. You're lucky that we didn't.
I still think we should have like a celebratory bonfire.
How the hell are we gonna move these walls?
I have no idea.
The guys who built this, they come back and take this on.
A small price of $30,000.
Oh man,
it's all right. We'll figure it out.
They did hold up though. They did hold
these
walls.
These are incredible.
These walls held up.
The set is incredible. It's just not for us.
People. Every time somebody walks in, I'll give us this. Every time somebody walks into this room, they go, "Oh my God,
yeah,
this
looks it's so much smaller than I thought."
No, that's the first thing they say, and then they say it's really nice after.
Yeah. Well,
I want to hang this. I want to put this sign on chains.
Yeah, we want to do a lot.
Yeah, it's just time. Just a lot of time that we have.
We'll
just
get
laziness. We'll get it done. We'll get it done for
We're
sure.
We're trying to save money, which is why I sold my car today.
You did?
Yeah, the Cayenne.
How long did you have it?
I think 7 months.
It was in foster care.
Yeah, I think it was seven
months. I'm glad you got rid of that. Insurance was fucking booty.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
No sense.
Nobody the listens insurance, to me.
You didn't know.
I said, do you really need this one?
He did for 7 months. Yeah,
I used it.
He likes cars. It's a hobby. No.
It's like you buying a...
Get a freaking Kia.
It's like you buying cheese. And
but there's not insurance on cheese.
Thank you, Matt.
Oh, there is on the big wheels. That comes with a warranty.
Yeah.
This shit costs like $350 for a wheel of cheese.
My God.
Fucking cheese scare.
But... yeah, I had it for 7 months and I sold it for more money than I bought it for.
Ooh,
so
really good.
I got to drive a free car, pay for the insurance, but then make money off of it.
It helps that you take care of it.
It
looks like it hasn't been driven, even though you drive it every day.
It looks like it hasn't been driven because
did you have a moment though with it? Like when you said goodbye, did you hug it, kiss it, anything like that? I always have to have a moment like that.
Did you take the exhaust and...
Or just like, when like
Matt's like,
or whenever you move, you just, that touch. Final moment.
Oh, I got this. Here we go. Say, come on.
Hey, come on. The van's all packed. Let's go.
I'll be right out.
Very good.
I'm coming.
I'm coming, Ma.
I wish I had a door to do it. Like where you're just like,
I did that when we moved out of the Denny house.
You had
I had a moment. I had a moment.
The sweater.
Yeah. Matt does it so good. That's the Big Little Lies.
Oh, yeah, stance. Yeah. Did you ever want it? Did you want it bad? Tears me apart.
Oh, okay, all right, no more. We're going to get demonetized.
But while I was there selling my car, I found out something about Zane's old car because he sold it at the place that I sold this to.
Which car?
I was appalled.
The which Lambo? Car? Because there's seven.
The Lambo.
My last car, yeah.
Okay, he had a Lamborghini Urus.
So basically, he sold it to this dealership, and they gave him the money for it. And
by the way, before you continue that story, backtrack. You guys know this already. I had to take in that car every 2-3 weeks because something was breaking down.
Sensors
right?
were off. There was
which
just
is
like,
why you got rid of it because it was so high maintenance.
Exactly,
so
I was paying way too much money each visit, and I had to get rid of it.
So we sell the car, and then this is my first time going back to this dealership since we took it there.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, by the way, Zane's car was a fucking nightmare. And I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, there was so much frame damage to the car that he had to pay.
Did you do that?
No. So he had to spend like $25,000 to like fix the car, fix the frame and get it to like
$25,000. To fix. That's insane.
So I don't know what happened, but Zane had no idea. So he bought it from the dealership, a different dealership, already fucked up.
Oh.
And had no idea that he was driving around this car that had
$25,000 worth of damage on it.
Do you think that they knew they were selling you?
We couldn't say if they knew or not. I mean, it's very
could
risky
you have
if
sued
they
them
knew.
If you found out
yeah,
sooner?
That's what he said. He was like, if you knew that they sold you this car that had.
But that's so strange. Like, you would have to take it back for repairs and they wouldn't like look and go, oh, it's because the frame's broke.
I can't believe that all the times I took it to Lamborghini. The 18 times I took it, they couldn't tell me that the whole frame was messed up.
Yeah.
How does a frame get damaged?
So if it was in an accident, so say they like rear-ended somebody or whatever it was.
I was thinking it dropped off the truck on the way to the dealership or something. And then they were like, just dust it off.
Probably. I've been watching David's vlogs too much.
Yeah.
So if it gets into an accident, smashes in the front, it'll dent the frame and bend the frame in. So it could have been in an accident beforehand and was never reported. They tried to like fix it themselves and they just put new fenders on, a new hood, new bumper, whatever, and left it.
Just sitting.
Which is crazy that you do like a car like that, dude. That's a big lawsuit.
Yeah.
But
not good.
I can't believe
if only you got into an accident and it was.
No, they would have blamed it on me. Yeah, the whole frame got messed up because of this.
But
I've never and I've never hit a car or been in an accident in that car, so I know it was
somehow.
Damn.
Pretty crazy. And like, that just would have sucked if like something happened to me on the highway or something. Yeah. Like I was driving and then just something just shifted or whatever the hell.
A tire popped off.
When you mean by the whole frame, what does that mean?
The frame, like
the outer part of of the entire car.
No, the frame is the inside. And then you have
the engine,
the body around it.
Got it. Okay.
You know what I mean?
It's like a skeleton, right. Bones.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be like you have a broken leg. But the skin
fracture.
Looks good on the outside.
It's a hairline fracture.
Exactly.
Very good.
Can't see it, but it's probably the worst thing you can. Is it?
I don't know. You can still feel it. I can still
feel
it.
You know
what?
Can you call Lamborghini for me? I want you to tell them that.
That's right.
I'm on it.
I can't believe I almost died in my car.
Good.
Second title option.
There we go.
Part one, part two.
I love you guys.
Oh, I love you, Zane.
Zane, that was sweet. You never said that.
You never said that? I'm saying it now.
Don't say that.
Are the cameras on?
Zane, you never said that. Oh, you never said that?
You never said that?
As long as we're recording, baby, I love you so much. So much.
The hell is going on?
So now I got to get a new car.
What are you going to get?
I don't know.
I want him to get the Lincoln Navigator.
Why?
Because I love a big ass car. But I do want an Escalade down the road.
A Lincoln Navigator is like a Lux XL on Uber, though.
They're awesome.
But that's like
I love those cars.
It's like buying like the same car that's like a Lincoln Town car. That's like a cop car or a taxi. I just feel like people will get it confused being like, Uber, and you're like, no, this is my own car. Like,
that's true. It's crazy how black, every single Uber SUV black looks exactly the same.
It's always that fucking Suburban.
Yeah.
Like, if I saw you driving, if I just saw that car, I'd be like, oh, it's probably an Uber driver.
It's probably
are you supposed to get that car to be Uber, like, SUV black?
There's, like, a certain, like, there's a few different options that you can do in order to be a driver for that class.
Every time I'm in one of those cars, I'm just like, there's no way this is their car. I feel like this is given to them by Uber.
No, a lot of times there's these services where they just own it and they make it cut off of their
I'm sure they're already chauffeurs earnings. And then on the side, they're doing Uber.
Yeah.
Got it.
But
like someone owns a whole fleet of them and they just drive them out every night.
Got it.
But I think the Lincoln's a little too close to an Escalade, right? Like they're pretty much the same thing. I want, when I have
an
my kids.
Escalade, what year is this?
I want an Escalade.
It's a childhood dream.
You want to live? Yeah, it's like 2004, and this is like the dream car.
Yeah,
the 2022
Escalade.
They're nice.
Oh yeah, I haven't even seen a new Escalade. I just thought like,
oh, they're sick.
Escalades have come and gone.
They brought it back.
Gorgeous. Yeah, Vince have?
Vince has.
He had one, oh, or he has one still. Yeah, the gray one.
They're unreal, but they're too close to the Lincoln Navigator, so maybe something else.
I don't know. That's
You remember when Escalade came out with the truck?
Yeah, oh wait,
and it looked like the Chevy Avalanche.
Oh yes.
I want to drop my kids off to school in that
because it looks mobby.
Oh, that black one.
It is mob vibe.
Black, all black, Jordan. Yeah, that one.
No.
Okay, wait. Show Matt the interior. Do 2022.
Looking like you're pulling up like from The Godfather or something. You want to look like an Italian mobster, right? Is that the look you want to
go for? Yes, that's exactly it. By the time I have kids, I bet a really, really insane one's going to come out.
They're finally putting the V in the Escalade.
Oh, yes. I'll wait for that.
Wait, they're putting the V?
The V.
Yeah, so you know how they had like the CTS-V... the CT5.
Are these like V8 engines?
Yeah. So like they're.
So there's eight cylinders.
Top of the line.
It just goes vroom faster or louder?
And it goes vroom louder too.
Oh, no, wait. I don't need that. I didn't know that's what that meant.
Damn, that looks nice. That's
I love fancy. Them. That is like a goal of mine. I want to be able to buy that.
You'll get it, Bubba.
I'll get it.
You like your Jeep so far, though?
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Have you been ducked at all?
I freaking wish. You know, I went to, if you don't know what duct is.
No, somebody left something on your car that one time. Remember you freaked out.
That's not duct though.
I thought somebody was trafficking you.
Explain what ducking.
I totally forgot about that. That's how I found out what ducking was. Right. When in our driveway, there was a yellow duck on the hood of my car.
Yeah.
And I didn't touch it because I thought it was like a something bad.
Yeah.
So I went inside and I called Heath and he was like, don't touch it. I'm coming home, whatever. And then all I did was go on TikTok. TikTok is the new Google, Twitter. Mm-hmm, you everything. Just type in keywords and it comes up. So I typed in Jeep duck and it's called ducking where Jeep owners have a bunch of little rubber duckies and they're different styles. There's like a punk rock one and a hot pink one.
You can buy a huge pack on Amazon.
Yeah, they're
tons
really cheap.
Of rubber duckies.
I didn't know that.
And then if you see another Jeep, because you know Jeeps are just like one big happy family.
It's a Jeep thing.
If you see another Jeep, you put a duck somewhere on the car.
For some reason, I didn't really even think about the word. I thought ducking was when you when you're driving by a Jeep and you go like that to them.
Oh, that's just like
the Jeep wave.
Yeah, the Jeep wave. Sorry, I thought that was ducking. I've never heard that before.
I never heard of it until
I thought
I saw
somebody
it on
like
TikTok.
Put like a tracker on her car.
Yeah, me too. I was scared.
So someone went into your driveway, like in your property, and
well,
like, put it
I
on there?
Think it was. At the shopping center I was at, I just didn't notice it somehow.
The duck on your windshield?
Yeah, it was in.
You know she's in her own zone. That's she's doing her thing.
You know on the hood, there's those two scoops.
Yeah,
it was in that.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Interesting.
So I do want to. Start ducking people.
I feel like you would put a lot of time in your day ducking people.
Yeah, oh my god,
like it would
take over her
you'd
life.
You go to the store just to see if there's any Jeeps in there. Just yeah.
You should start cheesing people. Just put like a little a little cheese. Baby Bell cheese wheel.
Ooh, absolutely not. That shit'll be out in the hot sun. It's
melting
queso.
On the hood.
You're gonna look like a fucking
that's funny.
Crusted chicken Ramona by the end of the day.
How fun. Yeah, I saw a TikTok of a girl who got ducked and she was so excited. She's like, oh my gosh, I just got ducked for the first time.
Yeah, I had a different experience. I was like, oh.
But I know, right? You TikTok and post it. All the comments are like, Mariah, you
that's girl, you're good.
Just full on panic at that.
I wish I had something that was a bond.
You have me.
I feel like Porsche community, you guys have a big bond.
It is a tight community. They just like, you kind of just have like a, well, not like an excited wave. But when you see like somebody in a nice Porsche, it's kind of like, you know, it's a little thing. Yeah,
Defender people, we kind of wave. But if they have an old Defender, they're just like, they don't want to look
with,
at you.
With the Raptors, it was flick the high beams.
I don't
know. Every Raptor driver would do that.
Oh, Teslas have a community. We love to get keyed.
We love to return them.
did you get keyed?
No. But remember when people were posting their webcams from their cars
and keying
Teslas because people just like.
I'm very conscious of that now. Like getting out of my car next to a Tesla, I'm just like, don't pick your nose.
Yeah, right. They can see you.
Scratch your ass.
Yeah. Scratch it. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I need to check those cameras more often. That's how I caught like all those like times that somebody broke into my house because I decided just to check the cameras one day.
Are you recording though all the time?
All the time. Only if, like, ever since that accident, I record all the time now.
Good.
When I.
Oh right.
Fuck. The other day, I shouldn't be saying this. I was with my mom and I was and you're gonna scream at me. I leave to go to your house and where I get out of the neighborhood. I'm like, shit, I forgot my medication. I forgot to take my medication. Uh-huh. Right?
Every day.
So I look to my side of view mirror and see that there's no cars in the lane. So I back up.
Oh, I do that all the time.
But I didn't look behind me.
I
looked to see if there's cars like on the other lane, but not behind me for some odd reason. And then I hear, and I was this close to completely smashing.
Guess what?
Another car
behind me. Because I was at the light and I needed to get in this lane so I can make a right to go right back into my neighborhood.
It's the worst when your brain just glitches like that.
Yeah.
This happened months ago, but I think about it every time. You know Laurel Canyon when you're going up over to our side and you hit Mulholland?
Right.
Yeah.
And there's no like left green light. You have to like yield and wait for everybody else in the lane. I just been waiting there so long and it was so happy it was green. I just went and this car was like going and I had to stop. We almost collided, but I was just like, idiot. Like, I don't know.
He thinks you're yelling at him, but you're just hitting yourself.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm so sorry. And it's so embarrassing because all of those people are just watching you do that. I think about it every day and I apologize, but thank God we didn't get hit. But like, oh.
Do you ever, when you're on the highway, I think about this all the time. I don't know why, but every time I'm on the highway, I imagine everybody in their cars, but like everybody, all the cars are like invisible. Like you can see through everybody and you just see everybody just sitting in the seat on the highway. I do it all the time. I don't know why. Cause sometimes when you're driving, you don't think that people are in these cars. You think of them just as cars.
Oh yeah.
Do you ever do that?
It's weird. Everybody is going somewhere.
There's a human in every car. Like
look at it as a car.
If we were all together in like a grocery store, everybody would be respectful, nice. But for some reason on the road, everyone is like an enemy.
Yeah.
On the road. Yeah. You're trying to pass somebody. You're trying to move. Like everybody is just like.
It's a free for all.
It's a free for all. Exactly.
And especially in LA, everybody comes from different states. So everyone's driving the way their state drives.
Yeah. So how I get that enemy mindset out of my head, I just imagine everybody, I see everybody with like invisible cars.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. Because if everybody had invisible cars, I feel like everybody driving would be much different.
Yeah.
Like nobody would be getting cut off.
Like the invisible boatmobile.
Because you look at them as people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you're about to say a speech, you imagine everybody in their underwears. So you
picture people.
Can't imagine.
So to get rid of your anxiety, that's what I kind of do with Jordan.
That's a good idea, though.
I'm gonna put Jordan on blast for a second. I thought you were a bad driver, but Jordan.
Jordan's bad. I have never seen
somebody drive so Florida in my life.
Oh, very Floridian driver.
Oh my God, it is insane. Taking corners.
He drives like he's in Mario Kart.
No, he drives like he's at one of like the driving simulators in like Dave and Buster's. There's no like easy turn on a steering wheel. It's this. So if you're like taking a corner, it's not just like hold the wheel in one position. It's this. And then, I'm like, bro, hold the line.
And then he floors it.
Jordan drives like a 65-year-old now.
You're an old soul.
Like, wait, he's like...
So, normally, if you were going to, like, veer or turn, you would just turn the wheel like this and just hold it.
Yeah.
You would just, like, hold it into a turn. It's this. to do the line.
But he's jerking it back.
Yes,
then
yes. So it's a little bit at a time.
Like you just are you shy is, about it, committing to it?
And then also, if you come up to a corner or like a turn, most people slow down going up to the turn, coast through it, and then gas out. This motherfucker floors it up to a turn, slams the brake, waits till he gets into the apex of the turn and starts flooring into the bro, I've never seen anything like it, Jordan.
Explain
it's
yourself.
Actually impressive.
Have we gotten to all of our destinations okay?
Barely.
Jordan,
how many minutes do we shed off the GPS?
Minutes of my life because I'm stressing.
Wait, no, hold on. You say he's fast?
He's fast.
Fast and slow at the same time. I can't explain it.
The times I've been in the car, slow. Slow.
If I was behind you,
I'd be laying on my horn. I'd be, if we were like in a one lane road, oh my God.
But then if you're on the highway and you see the cars ahead of you start braking, normally you would start braking. He goes, boom, and he punches it. I'm like,
I think because he means to press the brake, but he presses the accelerator.
It is
but
the craziest.
Do you think you drive worse when there's other people in the car?
I do, Matt.
Thank you. I know. Sometimes there is that.
I give him shit, so it probably puts pressure on him. But, dude, I've never seen anything like it. And then we'll get to a destination. He'll be like, man, LA people can't drive. I'm like, what?
It's okay, though. It's okay.
That's funny.
I saw a TikTok that was like, growing up is realizing your parents are terrible drivers.
Yeah, that's funny.
So bad. My dad, horrible. Horrible driver. And he drives in a Prius. So
Sorry, Jordan. I love you. I'm being honest, but I'm also busting your balls. Do you remember learning how to drive? Do you remember doing the day with your parent?
I failed my driving test.
You don't say. How many times?
Just once. I hit a cone back.
That's fine.
Ice cream cone.
But I remember my dad being so mad at me.
Oh, I know. Just even like doing the most simple maneuver, they snap at you, and you're like, "Well, this isn't fun anymore."
But it's crazy that they'll snap at you when they're horrible drivers.
I wonder if we'll be bad according to our kids. Like, maybe it's just like really.
I don't think we'll be bad drivers.
Do you also remember the time when you were conscious about driving? Where it wasn't like an autopilot thing. I remember taking my mom's car for like the first time and being like,
I am driving
a vehicle and I am aware. And like, you know what I mean? Like,
you get on the highway, you are at war. You are in the battlefield. You are along with the horsemen.
I kind of miss that feeling because I haven't had that like, here we go, I'm merging onto the highway. Whoa.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, now it's just like you kind of just like whip it around and you're not thinking about it. It's just second nature.
Do you remember when you were learning to drive what one thing you struggled with was, do you remember like the first time you drove, what was like the thing that was
confusing, like what would confuse you on the road?
Anything.
Yielding when it's like a green light, but like no one's coming, that's when to go. But when there's not like the green turn signal or the green,
I know what you mean.
The green arrow and just knowing it's green, but like a car could come anytime, like not knowing that I would get weird about.
I had this thing. I got yelled at a couple times. I would change lanes in the middle of an intersection.
Oh, like going through it.
Can't do that.
No.
And my. I learned that lesson.
I feel like people do it, but if a cop sees you do it, then you'll definitely.
Like, you know the rules, but kind of bend them a little
also,
bit.
Also, just like the the stopping. I remember. Like as soon
that
as
that was mine, I it would like be a hard stop. I'm like, how do you ease into it? I don't understand.
It took me a while to figure that one out.
Yeah. But my parents overall were pretty relaxed when they were teaching me how to drive. They were just
because they were praying.
Oh, just fix that.
They were just eyes closed. did you guys learn stick? Do you know how to drive manual?
No, I did. I had to.
I'm just waiting for the day I'm in a damn horror movie and I'm like, get the keys, get in the car, go. Fuck it, stick. Like, and you can't get go.
Do you think if you got put in that situation, you'd be able to figure it out?
I think so. Like, I played games where like I know when to like hit the clutch and focus on that little thing and get it right.
How do you turn a manual car on?
Well, first I think you turn it on and then you give a little bit of the gas and then get the clutch into the first gear.
How do you turn the car on?
You put the keys in and you turn the car on.
So you wouldn't even get it on.
Yeah.
What do you have to do?
You have to put the clutch in. Good job, Bubba.
Well, I think in that heat of a moment, I'm like, well, that doesn't work. Then I'm going to try this.
Maybe that's how all those horror movies, they can't get the car started.
It's just a manual. That's all it is.
Come on.
Who is are manual car? I guess there's certain cars.
I want a manual car so bad.
Oh, they're fun.
When I would just that is like,
isn't Big Red a manual?
No, I wish. Oh. It's just like you are literally a pilot. You know what I mean? You are, the car is an extension of you.
It's a cool concept.
It's like a suit.
It scares me people that drive stick because you don't know when a car is stick until you're stopped on a hill and they're rolling back and there's not enough room.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, because they have to roll back to go forward. And you're like, oh no.
Sticks are good because you really pay attention to the road.
Yeah.
Like
no texting and driving.
My phone, I couldn't even pick it up to answer nothing, no GPS, because all my focus was on that stick.
Get your car's a manual or your kid's a manual car and they'll never be texting, calling, driving.
My mom wants my brother to get a stick because he has crazy ADHD. And
it's the coolest thing.
He needs something to do with his hands. And my mom's like, get a stick so that you're busy and you're focused, because he can't focus. He has zero focus.
Every time I would steal, when I didn't have my driver's license, I would steal my mom's car. And I remember just driving around during the day. And my first thought, going anywhere, I was so scared that somebody would recognize me in the car.
Oh, shit.
Like driving around, like a neighbor or one of my mom's friends on the road. Yeah, yeah. So every time I'm at a stop, I would duck my head like this everywhere I went. It's not like whenever someone pulled up, I would just go like this and I'd just do this just to make sure that it wasn't somebody that
I was ducking around my area because I was in a minivan.
You were just embarrassed.
Before I got a car, both my parents had minivans.
Yeah.
And that's how I learned to drive. And that was the only family car. So, and it wasn't a new one. It was like just a run down, like rusted.
At least it was
minivan.
A car though. I feel like in high school, it was, if you had a car, it was cool. Like
didn't
matter what it was. Like you at least had a car to drive around in.
Yeah. It was a dope feeling. Yeah. I remember getting in Austin's and just being like, we can go
You have
anywhere.
A car. Yeah.
I hated that I didn't have a car in high school. Like you really, like the world was in your, like world mm-hmm. was your oyster when you had a car.
I feel like I'm going insane. Like I really do. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm saying it because it's healthy for me to get it off, but I'm just like not
At least
doing
you're not
well.
Running out of the room like me.
I know.
You're pushing through it.
Zane and I had a day yesterday.
Oh, meltdown? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Meltdown. Big meltdown day.
Is there something in the air or is it just like...
Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh,
I don't know.
I still don't even know what that means.
I'll never know what that means. I just know it was on a shirt when I went to the Goodwill.
I think my brain's been just on junk mode though. Like TikTok is like sometimes I just feel like it's just like zoinkity boink. I was going to bed the other night and I was trying to just like think of something calm and it's just like...
Wait, when was that? Last night. I was on TikTok last night and I've never felt more stupid because everything on there, I was like, what am I, this is not feeding my brain. So I told myself the next TikTok that comes up that I learned something, go to bed after that, go to sleep on it. That's so weird that it's like a freaking pinball machine.
Yes.
Like,
it's a pinball machine. That is TikTok.
Oh, and it's not like satisfying.
Oh my God.
But I had that same thing last night.
I really need to tone it down.
These kids though, like just like the young kids, like elementary, middle school, like that are on TikTok all day, their brains are going to be so
fried.
Fucking fried. Oh. You're not fried, but just like it's gonna be really
all
difficult to, because I feel like just me, a 29-year-old on TikTok for the past year, it's definitely had an effect on my brain.
Me too.
And through the pandemic and everything, always on TikTok, that took a turn.
Like ADHD is gonna skyrocket. Yeah.
I noticed that I keep doing this and it makes me mad every time I catch it. I'll go through my phone. I'll literally say I go through Instagram for a few minutes while I'm going to the bathroom. I'll close the app and then I'll click Instagram again.
Yeah.
And I'll do it with I'll just open the app back up that I just closed. I'm like, why? What am I looking? What am I looking for?
I need to have designated times where I'm going to sit down on Instagram. I'm going to go like all my friends' pics, comment, and
if
then
you
not
can
look
find
at it for the rest of the day. Like devoting a time.
It's like your email.
For
you go on it for a certain amount and then you finish it. You're done for the next few hours.
I think we just need to be on a stricter work schedule so that we're busy.
Things to do
because the second you sit in a chair, even if it's for if you're waiting to microwave your food, the second you sit down, that's when you need something. We're trained that you should be doing something all times.
What if we had a schedule where it was on June 5th, Thursday, we have to go to the park, right? We have to go to the park from fucking 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Figure it out, no phones. You have to have fun at the park, do
then
something.
You resent the schedule, you'd hate it. I don't know.
Oh, I would love that.
I don't know. Just Just something to keep you excited, I guess, because you something. Can't have your phone and but
do
not
you smell
having
pizza
your-
rolls.
I was just thinking of pizza. That is so crazy. You said that.
I just got a wave. Just thinking right at that second.
That makes me think it's something paranormal. You know when people are like, I got a wave of
pizza rolls.
Well, I was just thinking in my head. I'm like, God, I'm really hungry. Do I have anything to eat? And I was like, I had pizza, and then I go, no, I ate all the pizza.
Oh.
Where does he go?
I thought he was in the kitchen. I was because sometimes Jordan goes to the kitchen and like has fun in there.
I don't know. Maybe
I took my shoes off. I'm ready. I'm in it to win.
Something
it.
Is
no,
in
that's
here.
The smell.
Oh, something. The $1 billion lottery. The numbers came.
Somebody
already.
Won.
In somebody Illinois. Won in Chicago. Chicago. Somebody has $1 billion.
No, more like 400 million yeah, after all the taxes.
Good for
that's
them.
Still unbelievable.
It's crazy. And that person is out there, and yeah. they're probably dead. Honestly, because the heart attack I would have if I just like. Received.
You can't say anything. You can't know. Poker face.
I would go crazy.
Yeah, I don't know
having
what that,
to keep like, that secret.
I don't know what that would feel like.
You can't tell your friends. You really can't tell anybody.
Did you see the, I think it was like in Australia. It was a guy on the news. So he won the lottery. This was like years and years ago.
Yes.
Won the lottery. And they like went to him and they were like, okay, cool. Can we get like a video of like a reenactment of you buying the lottery ticket? And then we're going to put that in with like your winning. Mm-hmm. So he buys another lottery ticket to film him doing the lottery. And he fucking won again. Another
He's like I just won $250,000.
And they're like, oh my God, this is good.
I'm not kidding you. I just won
like,
it.
Wow. Yeah. Keep it up. He's like, I just won $250,000. And they were like, wait, what?
No, they had to have something.
No, it's a crazy moment.
And then he starts breaking down. He's like, I cannot believe this right now.
Come on.
The luck.
That's insane.
Yeah. That's like doing like a half court.
And you guys are like, absolutely sure. Like they couldn't have, like that's something David would do. Like, hey, make the next lottery ticket the winning one so like the person can win it.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's real. Sure? It's wild. Mm-hmm. It happened like in the 90s. Or
yeah,
it's like, it's really old footage.
Wow.
I think it is one of the cruelest things for people to buy the fake lottery tickets
I hate
and
that.
Giving them to their friends and family to like either if it's a scratch off or it's the numbers.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean? You win, right?
Where it's like the automatic win. When David did it to me.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
All right, let's close this bitch out.
All right, this is fun.
Let's get some pizza rolls.
It was a roller coaster of emotions.
How do you feel, Matt? A little better? Awesome.
A little bit better, but.
Feels good to just talk and hang out.
Yeah,
exactly.
It is good. But thank you guys for being there for me and hearing me out.
Trust me, you're preaching to the choir here.
And also the 600 other thousand people, we're also with you.
Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning into another Zane and Heath Unfiltered episode. Mm-hmm. Make sure to check out our coffee, Cremato.com. We have every single flavor in the book.
In the world.
In the world.
Every flavor in the coffee.
Ground coffee and K-cups. And we also have merch. We got mugs, tumblers, double wall insulated. Mm-hmm. Tumblers that you can buy all on Cremato.com.
Also, make sure to check out our Patreon. You can see the episodes a few days early and completely ad-free. Every month we do a high episode with a different guest. We had Tana and Brooke on. We've had Susie on, Alicia, mm-hmm. Remy. So make sure to check that out. We post those once a month. We do a live Q&A every month. We also do a private Discord that you can have access to. And
we also keep these cameras rolling 15-20 minutes after we finish recording and we talk all of the shit in the world and talk about how we felt about the episode and just
unwind.
Get stuff out of our chest. Unwind with Unfiltered.
So again, if you want to check that out, patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Thank you so much and we love you. Bye-bye. And see you next week.
Bye. Toodles.
Toodle boodles. Toodle. Toodle loodles.